This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
KFM, Mills River, you're coming in loud and clear here.
KFM, KO4NUE. Thank you for the signal report, sir. You having a good evening tonight?
Got the grass cut and then it rained, so everything was great.
That's good. You wait a week and all that rain make it grow again, you can do it all over again.
I'm doing it now about every 4 or 5 days with all this rain.
You know what you mean. We got a lot of grass cut out here on the farm, and the way gas prices are, it's about $53 just to cut the grass out here, so I get it, but appreciate the signal report, bud. I'm going to call the net here in a few minutes, and just want to make sure my radio was working right, make sure there's no issues. Appreciate it. 73, sir. It's KO4NUE. I'll be clear to the net.
GRS sounds good. I'm waiting for that as well.
You tonight, sir. KO4NUE.
Whatever. Trying to watch 3 things on TV at the same time. Hard to do. American Pickers on patrol and MMA. So I'm here in the bedroom trying to watch 3 things.
Good for you. I'm glad you can do 3 things at once. I certainly can't. But if you can, hey, have at it. Have a good evening, Fred. I'll see you on the net here in a little bit. KO4NUE. I'm clear for now.
Thank you. Well, did the PhD. We had 4 kids at home, so got used to working with stress. W4FCM signing for them.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Net announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. Tonight, we'll go ahead and get started with the pre-check-ins, starting with Free JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4 JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4 ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. K3 DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4 JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K4 XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W4 FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4 IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. W2 AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KJ4 UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4 TS, Jim in Pelzer. N4 DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. K4 OSH, Pat in Malden. KO4 ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. And KA5 WLL, Leroy in Taylors. So we got the pre-checks out of the way. We'll go ahead and start and make a call for EchoLink stations. I'm not seeing any Echo Link stations, so we'll move on to Saturday night, starting Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. Sounds like you're feeling a little better. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Hey, Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Senegal, negative and negative.
4NUE. Evening, Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. This is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. And Jack Rocky on satellite. Check me in out, please.
Check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
For NUE. And please check in, Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody had
K9JFM. This is Jack in Mills River, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Good group. Let's go ahead and check in my wife. She's here with me tonight. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, and she's here with in Campobello with me. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all from Piedmont. And Rick, you tell Miss Lorena we hope she's doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. KJ4BKI, Jack in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel, mobiling around in Taylor's. And Daniel, you be safe out there tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I will swing back around and pick you up during the rag chew portion. He also brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, also in Easley. And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. And K9JFM, that's Mr. Jack in Mills River, North Carolina. And with that, I'll make one more call, and then I'll move back up to EchoLink stations. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
welcome via EchoLink tonight, KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, I've got you down for some comments, sir, and received your package in the mail today. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, any station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE. W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylors. Gene, hope you are doing well, sir. And also, my good friend, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose, KO4HKX. Patrick, hope you are doing well. And tell the missus we said hello tonight. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE, hope you're feeling better. Believe Miss Anna. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Anna, have a good evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
KO4NUE. And it's a pleasure to have you any night of the week. Thank you for being our net control. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I have no traffic. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
KO4NUE. KI4LZI. Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round take.
4NUE. Kilo 4, Lima, 50, Echo, K4LW,
Station K4LWE. A little bit down in the noise, and I didn't get your name and location, sir.
Name is Larry, Lima Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee, and location is Econ.
Back up and recognize Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Sid, it's nice to hear from you, sir, and I hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Nice to hear you tonight, too. Also, tell Miss Donna, KC4MFK, we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. Andy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. All right, did I miss anybody? India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, they would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight, heading to work. Tim through you, Chad. Miss Anna, all in the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
And Emma, all the negatives and negatives. Whiskey 2, Mike and Juliet Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative, Chad, but listening, and 7-3 to the net.
KO4 NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
I'd like to welcome KO4 NNH. That's Mr. Fred mobiling around in Piedmont. And Fred, appreciate you helping me out yesterday, and you be safe out there tonight, sir. And also Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Walt, did not forget about your radio. Just got sick and trying to get healthy again. So I'll see you one day this week, sir. Also, I'd like to welcome W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. And I hope you two guys are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, before we move on to the next group, let me make one more call for Mike through Papa, and then we'll move up to Echo Link. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on up to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening. Hello, Chad. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa from Lake Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, and yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue. And then be sure to tell me something about the hello.
Stephen, I got you. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, glad you joined us tonight via Echo Link. And Miss Anna says hello back to you, sir. And there's one other station up there on Echo Link. If you'd like to check in and you don't have any audio, please shoot me a text and we'll get you checked in via text message as well. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, nice to hear you. Sounds like your recovery must be going well. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Kibo, Kibo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill, and Calpins. I'll be negative, negative.
Please forgive me for being late. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar N4AHO, Doug and Valhalla, negative and negative, 73 to the net.
4NUE. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, it's Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Let's go ahead and recognize Mr. Chris up in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, nice to hear you on the radio tonight, sir. And I hope your RC airplane ventures are going well for you, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill in Cowpens. And N4AHO, that's Mr. Doug in Wahala. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim in Dacusville. Jim, been a while since I have heard you check in with me, so welcome, sir. Nice to hear your voice. All right, with that, we'll make one more call for Quebec through Tango before we move on to the next group. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good evening.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
Control. And Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
All right, let me back up and get you straightened out before we move on to recognizing. I believe I got WX4, Yankee Mike. And Scott, I did not get your location, sir. Please recheck with me and verify, please.
Well, recheck follows. Kilo, repeat. Kilo, X-ray, 4, Yankee, Mike. Location is Greenville. Repeat, Greenville. Over.
Scott, I got you. Got distracted by Mr. Rod's call sign. Yours threw me. So, all right, let's back up and recognize KO4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. That's Mr. Greg and Greer. Greg, nice to hear from you tonight, sir. And we'll move on to the next on the log is W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Oz. And Rod, you tell Miss Dorothy we said hello. And KX4 Yankee Mike, Mr. Scott in Greenville. All right, any more stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey. That's KO4. WWZ. The name here is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November. Location tonight is downtown Eastwood. I'll stick around for some comments with you, sir. Thank you for calling the net and good evening to all.
I'd like to recognize KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler in downtown Easley tonight. Chandler, I have you down for some comments, young man, and I'll swing back around and pick you up in just a little bit. All right, Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE. On Echo Link stations, if you do not have audio and you'd like to check in via text message, feel free to shoot me a text and I'll get you checked into the log. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Nothing new to share, just mark me negative and negative.
We'll go ahead and recognize KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, I hope you are doing well, sir. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. It's good to hear that you're sounding better. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canner, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Canner. And Harry, hope you are doing well, sir. All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and close the formal portion. If I didn't get you checked in, just hang around just for a few minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and start to rack you here momentarily, and I will pick you up then. All right. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rack you portion may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now start the RACU portion, and I'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments. First on the stump tonight is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Go ahead, Mr. Gary, you got it.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. It sounds like you feeling a little bit better. I hope you get some rest and get feeling a whole lot better in the next little bit. But we had a great day over here today. Got up and went over to the testing this morning. Got through with that and came back home, and our friends from Statesville were down, and they had already been up for a few minutes. I got up real early and went on over to the Red Cross, and I got back about 10:15, 10:20, something like that. And they hadn't had breakfast yet, so I fixed them some breakfast, and we sit around and talked a little bit, and laughed and giggled and cut up. Stayed up too late last night doing the same thing, but my tire's showing a little bit, Chad. I feel like I should have taken me a good long nap this afternoon.
Well, first of all, let me say that, hey, when you can laugh and have a good time with friends, it don't matter how late you stay up, you know, because you don't get an opportunity to do that with family and friends that much. So when you do, just take advantage of it. You can always sleep, you know. You can sleep when they leave. How about that? So just enjoy it for what it is, and, you know. So second thing is, I was thinking about the testing this morning, and I hate I missed that. How many showed up for testing?
One.
That's okay. A new ticket or upgrade?
Definitely neither, but that's okay too. I'll tell you a little bit about that over the twisted pair, so one of these days or something when I see you face to face. But still had a good test session over there this morning, and we had six VEs there, so we had plenty of help, and which was a good thing. According to the emails I got, it didn't look like there were going to be that many there, and I knew you were sick and you wouldn't be there, so that was okay. But we had plenty of folks come to help. Jim was there, and Warren and Tom and Smurfette was there with him. She didn't have to work today. And folks, I called Sharon Smurfette because she wears blue a lot. But I do that to her face, and it's an endearment. It's not being ugly. So y'all don't take it that way. Let's see. And then there was Steve and myself, and so we had a good crowd there, a good crew for the test session. Didn't have one person to take a test, and unfortunately they didn't make it.
Well, you know, not making it is that's just about as important as making it. You know, that'll either that'll do one of two things. You know, they'll dig deeper, or they won't come back. I guess either one's good to go, I guess. But not a lot happening here. I'm not really hesitant. You know me, Gary. I use my radio in a different way, and kind of wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit and share more than I should. But I'm just gonna tell you, this COVID is, I don't know how to describe it. I really don't. This is going on day five now, and I just have got to where I've got some strength back. And I don't know what to think about it, really. It's something else.
said, I have been very fortunate. I have not I haven't got it yet. Can't say that other word. But our friends that were down, Rick, Barbara, they both had it, and it's been a while back. But they said that you know, they had never felt that sick in their entire life. So I really feel for you over there with that. And I know it's miserable, and but I think you said that your headaches had your head had quit hurting so bad. And that would have to be a plus in anybody's book. If anybody's ever had a real bad headache, they know what I'm talking about. And, you know, migraines are no fun. You can feel your hair grow.
Roger that. So, Gary, I got John and Larry on the stump, and Mr. Chandler. And I'm going to tell the three of those guys, you just sit down for just a little bit, because I got something I need to tell Mr. Gary, and it's going to take a couple of minutes. I know Chris is over there in Liberty going, oh, here we go, but you're exactly right. I got to tell you about this, Gary. Let me let my radio drop. Or NUE. So, Gary, I'm going to start this conversation with you and everybody on the net and say that I don't want to have a discussion about vaccines or anything that is controversial, except for this one topic. Anna and I have avoided this COVID and been very careful for about 3 years now. We have a sick mother-in-law that we have been very careful not to expose her, and my father is aging as well, for right about 2 or 3 years now. Well, a couple months ago, we had a conversation, me and Anna, that, you know, maybe if we got exposed, we've had the vaccines, maybe, you know, that wouldn't be such a bad idea. We wouldn't have to be so careful. So before I tell you this, I'm going to tell you that I'm not angry that we've got COVID or how we got it. I'm just hear me out just for a second. Anybody that wears a crown of wisdom, which is, you know, a senior, I went to play bingo last Friday night. And my portion of helping was to run the concession stand to raise money for, you know, other veterans. So I guess about an hour or two in it, this younger lady in her 30s or 40s comes up to the concession and says, I'm glad tonight is the, you know, the money pot is getting big on bingo, because I've had COVID and I haven't been able to come and play. And I still don't feel very well, but I've got to have my bingo. So let me let this radio drop. Is that I am 50 years of age, and I've had all the vaccines I can get. And this thing has absolutely wiped me and my wife out. I cannot imagine someone that has some health issues, or a senior, and I mean no disrespect by that, that has to recover from this. So my question to you is, what has happened to the generation before me that it is okay, knowing that you carry a deadly virus, to not care about the older generation? How in the world does it even get to that? And if I don't need to be talking about that, you tell me to shut up and I'll move right on.
I don't know how to start answering that question, Jed. I guess it's the old adage of the only thing that's not common anymore is common sense.
I just, there's a little bit more to that. I'm not going to get in on the radio, but I'm just thinking, I cannot believe that people just do not have respect for other people anymore, especially, you know, especially our elders. You know, Dad and Granddad always, you know, you can wear a hat in the house, and if man's older than you, you say, yes, sir. And, but it just, you know, it just absolutely shocks me. I cannot believe that has happened. And here's the other portion of this, is we have two World War II veterans in our post. One of them's 97 and the other one's 98. And I don't know what to say about that. I really don't. Over a, you know, $30 pot of bingo, I don't get it, Gary.
Not either, Chad, but, you know, maybe that's the only outlet that those folks had, and, you know, they just needed some contact with other human beings, and that's the only way they can do it, I guess. I don't know. but it doesn't make sense to me either. We'll discuss that at a later date. But anyway, I've held it up about long enough, Chad. I'll turn it back over to you. I know you got some other folks waiting in the wings to talk to you. You continue to improve, get feeling better, and tell Miss Anna I hope she gets feeling better real soon. And y'all get over this, and we'll do something different. Maybe we won't go to a bingo parlor, I'll put it that way. Y'all take care. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with your net. Appreciate you calling it. Y'all have a great evening. 73. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
You have a nice night, sir. And, yes, we'll stay away from the bingo parlors. please tell Miss Joy we said hello. You have a nice night, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. In and out, KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, Linda. And we're in Piedmont. We don't have any traffic around table, but hello, Gary, if you still got your radio on.
Hey, Don.
This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. And keep on with the conversation. 73s.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard. Name is Ed. No comments, no traffic. I'll be monitoring.
Oh, Ed, and welcome, KG4PFI. That's Mr. I believe that was that Don? Don, recheck with me, sir. I missed your name, sir.
Affirmative, it is Don.
All right, KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don. He brings along his wife, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert at the QT, I hope. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. From the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better there, Chad. And you answered my question. You got the package. You think you can do something with that?
Not a problem. I pulled it out of the pack and looked at it, and I said, what's that? And I said, well, it's something from John. He sent me, wanting me to try to straighten it out. I held it up and looked at it. She said, is that new? I said, yeah. She said, that's crooked. So she spotted it right off the bat. And, of course, I know the weldman on the back is the problem. But When she spots it on, you know, mechanical parts, it's messed up.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I've got the other three sitting here, and I'm looking at them, and I think I might have sent you one of the better welds of the batch, if you can believe that.
Goodness. Okay. Well, I get those made in probably, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes, and I'll get them back to you in the mail probably Monday or Tuesday. But, some of this stuff, especially for what that thing does, that spring's got a whole lot of tension on it. And that's going to have to be a little bit stronger. So I'll get you straight, but I'm just going to let you know I got it in the mail.
This is KN4RJ, and well, you know, no rush on it. It's been broken for a little while, and it's not a big deal, but when you get to feeling better and you feel like messing with it. But, yeah, that's that's Chinese craftsmanship at its finest there.
Matt, well, I've got some 4140 down there that's it's already the right thickness, so I'll just zip the edge off of it and poke a couple of holes in it and send it on back your way. But I do have a couple of questions before I start machining the shaft on the end of it. Is that thread supposed to be there?
This is KN4RJ, and you mean the part that goes into the cross piece?
The other end, the free end.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, did I not send you a nut with that?
Determine the pitch. What I'm concerned about is that there's about 3/16 of coarse thread. That's about 2.5, maybe 3 threads. Is that enough?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, did I not send the top nut on that? You got the two bolts on the side, and then the top of the center shaft should have a nut on it. I thought I sent that with it.
I don't have the nut, but that's not an issue. So let me rephrase the question. So can the shaft be longer to increase the amount of threads that hold whatever you're holding?
This is KN4RJ, and let me think. Yeah, well, yeah, it probably can, as long as the nut can. What happens is the outer end of the spring arm hooks into that, and I don't think it being any longer will get in the way of anything, as long as I can tighten it down far enough. So whatever thread you've got on there, because the one I'm looking at, I sent you a whole one, right?
So how about this? How about I drop it down to a fine thread and send you a nut, and that will increase the thread count, so it'll be a little stronger.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, Roger. I need two of them. You understand, right?
Roger that. I tell you what, I'll just give you a holler on FaceTime, and we'll work it out there. We'll bore everybody with that. But what's going on in the stars, John?
This is KN4RJ, and I have no idea. It's cloudy up here. Give me just a second.
He's doing that, and I'm gonna go ahead and ask. Are there any additional check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Could you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XD. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in with us, Tommy. All right, let's go on back to Mr. John. John, you got what's going on in the stars tonight, this week, sir?
This is KN4RJN, standby. This is KN4RJN on Thursday, near Venus, is the minor, the dwarf planet Ceres that operates between us and Mars. It's a little rock that rolls around out there, and they called it a dwarf planet like they did Pluto. Probably going to need a scope to find it, but it will be near Venus and the old moon at that point in time. And let me scroll on down here. There was we have no moon on the 27th, or the new moon, if you prefer. And let's see, on Saturday the 27th also, just after sunset, Mercury will be at its greatest eastern elongation. If you've got a scope or really dark skies, you might be able to catch that. Don't get to see Mercury too often because it's so close to the sun. But, and let's see, we got young moon just above Mercury that following Monday. The summer triangle is still out. On Wednesday, August 31st, the summer triangle, all night long, and it that includes the three stars Vega, Deneb, and Altair, and that's always kind of neat to find. I think I've talked to your wife, or maybe it was Wendy, about the winter triangle. This is the summer triangle, which three brightest stars, white in the summer triangle asterism, an annual feature of the summer sky, remains visible until the end of December. Brightest, most easterly of the two is Vega, and then you kind of look around and find two more that form kind of a long, pointy triangle that points down. And that's always kind of a cool thing to find.
Good deal. Good deal. Any meteor showers or anything coming up?
This is KN4RJN. Not this month, and I don't know September yet, because the website I look at only goes 1 month at a time. I know there is one, I think, in the September-October time frame, and I can't, for them off the top of my head, remember what it is. Today's the 20th, right? There is a... And that will be tonight, and we may have already passed it. I don't know. There's a thing called the teapot, which is an asterism in the constellation Sagittarius that forms looks like a teapot, and it tilts to the west and is pouring out its fluid, and you can see, if you've got dark enough skies, the Milky Way appears to be the steam coming out of the teapot. So, Google that. It's called the teapot. It is, and the sky will be moonless pretty much during that period of time. It's a deep sky object, so you probably need a scope, or at least a good set of binoculars to see it. But the teapot tips over, and the Milky Way pours out.
Roger that. Okay, well, I made some notes here. I'll check out some information on the internet. But John, I'm starting to fade just a little bit, and I got two more to go. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna move on down the log, brother. I'll give you a holler tomorrow, and we'll get your parts straightened out, and get it back to you in the mail. You okay with that, John?
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. You get to feeling better. Tell Anna I said hi. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Have a nice evening. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move next on the stump, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE on the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, imagine my surprise that, Dave covered for you earlier in the week and you picked up Saturday night. Good turn, but what's grand about it is that you felt good enough. I'm just tickled that you felt good enough to call the net. Not surprised that it's draining you. So I will abbreviate my comments tonight out of respect for your need for rest. Just one thing. Donna makes a little snack for her reading at bedtime. And tonight was popcorn. So it just popped into my head. I can't explain it. I don't understand why it popped into my head. But I thought, gee, would you like something on your popcorn? And she says, no. I says, oh, well, don't be like that. How about some grated Parmesan cheese? Oh, you like that, but I don't like that. Okay, then I searched my brain and I thought, well, how about some of the citrus drink mix that we have? We have it in lemon and we have it in lime. I don't think so. I says, well, it just popped into my head. I thought maybe you might be up for that. No, I like popcorn, just plain popcorn. I don't want butter on it. I don't want salt on it. I just like plain pillowy popcorn. And then I says, well, let me try it. So I went to the counter and I tore off a tip of the little packet that it comes in. I sprinkled some right there on the top of the counter and took a piece of her popcorn and smeared it on there, popped it in my mouth, and don't you know, to my surprise, it was delicious. It was a little lemon packet called True Lemon. It's a brand name, but I got no connection with them. They make a thing called True Lime also. It's nothing but lemon, nothing but lime. It doesn't have any sugar in it, no preservatives, no stuff like that. So anyway, I just smeared that kernel of popcorn and popped it in my mouth, and it was delicious. So that's my surprise, and take it for what it's worth. KK4JBQ.
You don't worry about, you know, you talk about what you want to talk about. I'm providing the service, and I'll do, you know, I'll do my job. So you just whatever, you don't abbreviate nothing. You go ahead. I've just figured out that I've got a 70 amp power supply in the floor, and it's keeping my feet nice and warm. So whatever you want to talk about, go ahead, Larry.
That's right in line with what I was saying, because I like this make do. I like this do it yourself, and that idea just popped into my head about popcorn and citrus juice mix. I suggest it to anybody. Can't hurt you, you know. And it's another delivery system. If you like citrus, you know, it's another way of getting it into your mouth, and it improves dry, pillowy popcorn. It really does. You can still get the mouthfeel of popcorn, but it has, in this case, it was lemon, the lemon flavor. It's not what you expect, and sometimes that can be good. Anyway, that's, I just thought of, that might lighten the day a little bit. I am so proud to hear you on the net tonight. It is a statement of how well you are recovering. You keep fighting that thing, and I don't know what I feel about knowing how you got it. That usually people don't know. They don't. They can't narrow it down to an individual. So that's another thing to struggle with, isn't it? KK4JBQ.
Comment. It's KO4, WWZ. I'm just going to let you know I'm going to be switching over to echoing because I'm here with a friend and we're going to go in the house. It's getting kind of hot out here in the car. Hope you feel better soon. I'll talk to you when it's not done.
Hey, young man, I'll see you in a few minutes. Well, Larry, I didn't mean to get all controversial, but it's just, you know, steering away from all the controversy with that. If you know you're sick, and, you know, I don't know, my personal opinion, I know you're not supposed to get personal opinions, but, man, if you know you're sick and other people can be harmed with it, I mean, just why? But at any rate, we'll move on to another topic, but I have a ham radio question for you.